With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. The Montana Capitol steps were submerged under a sea of rainbow colors today as a group rallied in protest of bills moving through the legislature that would impact LGBTQ residents. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
We want them to know we're here! We're queer! And we're not going anywhere!
Sean Rager, an organizer with the Montana Human Rights Network, spoke to a crowd outside the state capitol Monday afternoon.
Please be who you are and love who you love.
There are four bills in particular that LGBTQ advocates and allies oppose. The bills separately propose banning transgender women from participating in interscholastic sports, regulating healthcare for trans youth, and adding requirements for trans people to legally change their birth certificates. The so-called Religious Freedom Restoration Act passed the Senate and is scheduled for its first hearing in the House next week. Opponents of the bill say it'll allow for discrimination of LGBTQ Montanans. Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris recently spoke in support of the bill on behalf of Governor Greg Gianforte, saying there is a need for further protection of religious freedom.
You have heard the list of cases where state or local government has taken actions that have unduly burdened the exercise of free religion.
All four bills opposed by LGBTQ advocates are carried by Republicans, who argue the legislation is needed to stop transgender youth from making permanent healthcare decisions and to keep interscholastic sports fair. Democratic House Minority Leader Kim Abbott said her caucus will continue to push back against the proposals.
You guys have shown up week in and week out in hostile committee hearings to tell your stories and the stories of your families and the stories of your communities, and I have to tell you that it makes a difference. It moves people.
All four bills are advancing, but none have reached Governor Gianforte's desk yet for consideration. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.